2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning and happy Easter to all of you joining us this morning. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. We've had a real warm start, back to normal right now, 35 degrees at my house in Kennebunk. But it's the time of the year where the mice are coming out of hibernation. And if you have a good-sized yard and you have mice running around the property, you have some wooded areas, possibly some deer, you have to say to yourself, if I have deer around me and mice, I am more likely to have ticks. And now is the time to kill the ticks, because they go from the deer to the mouse and then to you. So if you go to your local garden center, you can buy a product called Daminex. And Daminex looks like a little toilet paper tube stuffed with cotton. And the cotton has been treated with an insecticide. And you're basically going to take these tubes, depending on the size of your property. You have a tool shed, put one near the tool shed. If you have firewood, put one near your firewood. If you have a stone wall, put a couple near the stone wall. In areas where the mice may be in the area. And what will happen is the mice will take the cotton out of the tube and use it as bedding so that they can raise their family. Well, the cotton is treated with a pyrethrum. And all of the mice will have these tiny, tiny deer ticks on them. And as they live on the cotton, the pyrethrum will kill the ticks so they never get to you. It's a safe way. You're not spraying your whole property, and you're targeting the mouse, who is the animal that's spreading the ticks on your property. So you may want to think about doing that in the next couple of weeks, while the mice are active, while they're getting ready for mating and having more mice to add to the population on your property. But places near wall, near wood, near outbuildings, areas where you have tall grasses and brush, that's the place that you want to put the Daminex tubes. And it really does help to prevent Lyme disease and other problems on your property. So just think about it, okay? If you've had a lot of ticks in the past, now's the way to take care of it without spraying chemicals all over your yard. Now, we have talked about some of the bulbs that you can replant in your garden. And one of my favorite is the hyacinth. The fragrance of the hyacinth is incredible. Now, but the one thing I want you to do, if you're buying hyacinths, ask the salesperson if they can give you a couple of green pencil stakes and some string, because hyacinths, the flower is so large and so heavy that as the plant comes out, it looks beautiful, but it gets top heavy and it will fall over. So when you're buying them, if there's no stakes and a piece of green string around it, ask the salesperson to give that to you. That way you can add it to the container after Easter. It will help to support the flower. They'll bloom a lot longer. You can enjoy that fragrance much longer. And like your tulips and your lily, they can be replanted in your garden. You go 3 inches deeper, don't divide it, set it in as one unit in a nice sunny area. And remember, hyacinths are not eaten by rodents. So if you've had a problem with like chipmunks or mice coming into your garden and eating some of your bulbs, hyacinth is a bulb that will not be eaten by rodents. Also, daffodils will not be eaten by rodents. Tulips will, but daffodils will not. And you can buy for Easter or any time in the weeks to come the miniature daffodils, which are called tête-à-tête. And they're about 6 inches tall, yellow, miniature daffodil, and they're absolutely beautiful. And the clump will get larger and larger with time. Now, your traditional large daffodils, they come in all colors, white, yellow. There are singles with great big trumpets. There are ruffled double varieties, and they can be multicolored. Some will have pink, some will have a red eye, but there are more and more varieties coming out. Some of the varieties of daffodils available, instead of having one great big yellow or white trumpet, can contain as many as 5 smaller trumpets on the same stem. And they're all winter hardy, and they're not eaten by rodents. But again, the secret with spring flowering bulbs in your home is to keep them as cool as possible. Out of the sun, away from a heat source, and when you water, like we mentioned before, remove them from the tin foil or from the plastic wrapping on the pot. Give them a good drink of cold water. Allow them to drain in the sink, and then cover them up again. Put them on your kitchen table or on the countertop, and they'll last for a long time. But keep them cool. That will be the best thing for you. Okay? Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Now, you're going to find for Easter azaleas and hydrangea. The azaleas that are available right now are a florist quality azalea, and they are normally azaleas that will be hardy from Washington, D.C. south with no problem. But if you live in the colder climate, like New England, New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and west, they may not survive the winter outside. So what I recommend that you do with these azaleas, enjoy them. Again, keep them cool. That's the secret. Keep them cool and out of the hot sunlight. When they finish blooming, knock them out of your container, repot them into a pot that's a couple of inches larger in diameter. When the weather gets nice, do this. Take that azalea and put it on your deck, on your porch for the summer, and take care of it like any other flowering plant. And the plant will increase 3 to 6 inches in diameter. In the fall, you'll get a frost or two. It will make the plant go dormant. Then you take that azalea, you put it in your garage where it's going to stay cold, right on the cement floor of your garage, and you leave it there. You can bring it in at Christmas, and it will bloom for you, or you can wait till after Christmas, and it will bloom whenever you bring them inside. But it's not hardy.
You can have a beautiful lawn and be kind to the environment, too. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. A few simple changes in your lawn care practices, like using Milorganite Goof-Proof Organic Fertilizer, can result in a carpet of green, safe for your kids and pets. Proper fertilization can improve your lawn's health and greatly reduce weed problems. Milorganite's organic nitrogen is slow release and won't damage your grass when hot, dry weather arrives. Use Milorganite for better results naturally. Available where garden supplies are sold.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist. Now that the gardens are planted, let's feed them with the new Bloomin' and Rootin' Fertilizer from Fertiloam. This 9-59-8 plant food will make your garden explode. Flowers and vegetables will grow like you've never seen it before. That's Bloomin' and Rootin' Fertilizer. This year, let's kill those problem weeds and save some money. Say goodbye to poison ivy, poison oak, sumac, and hundreds more with Fertiloam Kills All. Half the price of Roundup, twice as strong, because it's generic. Kills All. Gardening is a lot of fun and work until the animals move into your yard for lunch. This year, stop the problem with 100% organic animal repellent made by ShakeAway. ShakeAway small critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchucks. That's right, woodchucks. ShakeAway dormant cat repellent keeps your neighbor's cat from using your garden as a litter box. Only from ShakeAway. All ShakeAway products contain fox urine, proven to be most effective repellent for your garden. Go to ShakeAway.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
All whey protein powders are not created equal. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aging. Why is it that no one reports these benefits from today's whey protein powders? It is because they are all processed with heat or chemicals, which damages the protein and amino acids, making them allergy-causing or toxic to your body. One World Whey's True Cool process retains all the powerful properties of fresh raw whey in a concentrated powder. My name is Stephen Heuer. As a degreed nutritionist, my goal is to make you healthy in as short a time and as affordably as possible. One World Whey is speeding up the process of helping people get healthy and is replacing the need for many other supplements, making it more affordable. To learn how One World Whey may help you with fat loss, the elimination of inflammation and pain, detoxification of heavy metals, intestinal health, brain function, and increases in strength, energy, and muscle size, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Well, good morning and happy Easter to all of you joining us this morning. If we can help you, the number here is 855-660-4261. Give us a call and we will help you to have a great gardening season. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Ken from Mass with a question about Rosa Sharon.
Ken, good morning and happy Easter to you and your family.
Thank you. I got some Rosa Sharon bushes that they don't seem to bud out very well, and then they go to seed before they flower very much.
Okay, how old are the plants, Ken?
The one out in the front yard is only 2 years old, and one's on the side of the house is a few years, about 7 or 8.
Okay, so that they are making a big rounded pod, right?
Yeah.
Okay, a couple things I want you to do. Number one, I want you to fertilize those plants in the next couple of weeks. Get a product called Plant Tone. It's an all-organic, all-natural product, and it's a slow-release fertilizer. And that will help it to make more flower buds.
Okay.
At the same time, I want you to take your hedge shears or pruners, and I want you to take about 6 inches off the top of every single plant and shape them so they have a nice rounded look to them. And
SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. 5 former New Orleans police officers have been sentenced to prison terms ranging from 6 to 65 years for their roles in the deadly shootings of unarmed residents on a bridge in the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina. Guantanamo Bay prisoners charged with planning and aiding the 9/11 attacks. A Pentagon legal official has signed off on trying them together at the U.S. base in Cuba. Republican Senator Marco Rubio of Florida says he is not interested in the vice presidency. Rubio predicts that Mitt Romney will win the White House, but not with him as a running mate. Romney today took another swipe at President Obama.
The president did not cause the economic crisis, but he did make it worse. He delayed the recovery, and he made it anemic.
Romney is planning campaign events tomorrow in Rick Santorum's home state, Pennsylvania. Also at SRNNews.com, it's estimated that one of the tornadoes that touched down in North Texas the other day was packing winds of up to 165 miles per hour. It hit Forney, Texas, east of Dallas, where Darren Rozelle is the mayor.
The fact that everybody that woke up in Forney yesterday morning is still alive today in Forney, that's a real blessing. Zero fatalities.
Of the more than 20 people injured by the twisters, only a few were seriously hurt. The nursing program director at the California Christian College, where a gunman went on a shooting spree, says she thinks she was the suspect's intended target. 43-year-old One Go is due to make his initial court appearance later in the day. Looking at Wall Street shortly before the closing bell, stocks deep in the red, the Dow down about 112 points, the NASDAQ is off 43, the S&P 13 points.
And what we'll do is we'll prune it up. We apologize. We're having some gremlins in the phone lines this morning, and it's not your station. It's just phone line problems on my end, and we do apologize. Now, on your Rosa Sharon, cut it back by about 6 inches, and that will temporarily stop it from getting taller, but will help it to become wider and help it to produce more buds. Now, sometimes what happens with Rosa Sharon, you get all these buds that form on the plant, but they don't open. And what you see is what you think is a seed pod, but it's actually a bud that never opened. And the reason is an insect got inside the plant called a thrip. T-H-R-I-P. And what you need to do is to get a systemic insecticide. And that will take care of that. So go to the local garden center and get a product like Tree and Shrub. You mix it with water, dump it on the soil line around the plant. It will be absorbed into the plant, and it will take care of the thrip. And that way all of your flower buds will open. You give that a try. It will work much better.
So that problem I ask you to take care of.
Hey, forget about it.
And the mealybug that ruined my prized azaleas.
Made him an offer he couldn't refuse.
And the fruit flies.
Tonight, they sleep with the fishes.
Hit them hard, hit them first with Pure Spray Green, the all-in-one organic pesticide that actually works on flowers, fruits, vegetables, shrubs, and trees, both indoors and out. Pure Spray Green from the makers of Clear Choice. Find your nearest retailer at todaysclearchoice.com.
Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just wet and forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
BePrepared.com is making deals in April because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. What's on sale? Now through April 30th, save 28% on a freeze-dried garden vegetable combo, which includes peas, corn, beans, cauliflower, celery, and onions. Save 33% on the Katadyn Hiker microfilter. New instant white rice as low as $8.49 and a 72-hour MRE food and water supply, a $72 value for only $49.99 and much more at BePrepared.com. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. Hurry, the BePrepared.com April sale ends April 30th. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added two 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tough Shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection guaranteed or your money back.
Well, good morning and happy Easter to all of you joining us this morning. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. If we can help you, you give us a call and we're all going to work together. Now, one of the plants that a lot of you are going to receive for Easter is the hydrangea. Now, the hydrangea that you receive for Easter to Mother's Day is a hybrid. It's a florist hydrangea that is hardy from Washington, D.C. south. But if you live north, it's not a plant that will survive the winter and flower. They'll be able to come back up and give you great green foliage, but normally they will not rebloom if you plant them in your garden. So what I want you to do is the same thing as we talked about earlier with your azalea. The blue and the pinks and all the shades of purples on the new florist hydrangea are wonderful, absolutely wonderful. And it's probably the longest flowering plant that you can buy for the holiday. So, this is what I want you to do. Buy it, enjoy it, keep it cool. But number one, keep it cool, because then it will flower longer for you. When the flowers go by, remove them just below the actual blossom And then what I want you to do is to repot it to a pot 2 to 4 inches larger in diameter, because hydrangea require a lot of moisture, a lot of water during the summer months. And keep it on your deck, porch, or patio in full sun, and they'll do real, real well. Allow them to get hit by a frost. When all the leaves come off, take that hydrangea, put it in an unheated garage or a tool shed, someplace where they're out of the weather, or in a basement where it's cool and away from the furnace. In January or even February, bring it in your home. Put it near a sunny window. Give them a good drink of water with a liquid food, and slowly the leaves will appear and the plant will rebloom for you. But if you leave them outside in the cold, in the wind, in the weather, the growth that you have will die. The root system will be alive and it will come back up, but most of these varieties bloom on the old wood, the branches that were made the previous year. So it really is important that you can put them in a sheltered area for the winter, someplace where they can lay dormant, and they will do much, much better. Now, this time of the year in your garden, first and most important is to control the crabgrass. And the most effective way to do it is with a pre-emergence. Now, I know some of you want to stay natural, you want to stay organic. If you go to Blue Seal Feed Stores, they have a product called Corn Gluten Safe and Simple. And it's made of corn. And it was something that was discovered at Iowa State University. And you apply this to your grass now. It's a fertilizer. And it will kill crabgrass plants that develop. The seed will germinate, but the corn gluten will attack the root system of your crabgrass and some of your broadleaf weeds, dandelion, chickweed, clover, new ones, not established, but new seeds that are germinating will be killed. So it's not just crabgrass, but it will take care of other broadleaf weeds. If you want to get more information, go to this website, Blue Seal Stores with an S.com. And it's a wonderful way to control crabgrass and prevent additional broadleaf weeds from attacking your lawn without using any type of a chemical product on your lawn. Now, we've had a very, very mild winter for most of us. And all the experts are calling for the possibility of many insects, more than we've normally had. So be aware of it. Check your gardens often, because the mild winter did not kill some of the overwintering stages, and when the weather gets nice, you could have a major problem with insects. I was watching on the news the other night. North Carolina and Georgia have already started spraying for mosquitoes. And they did that in the last week of March. It's unheard of. Just be aware of the possibility that you will have a problem. okay? If you have Canadian hemlock on your property, check them out today. Go out, spend 5 minutes, and you want to look on the tips of the branches, not on the inside, on the tips of the branches, for what looks to be white cotton on that underside of the branch. If you see this, you have something called woolly adelgid. And the best time to take care of the woolly adelgid is right now with a product called Tree and Shrub. And Tree and Shrub is available by Bonide, Fertilome, and by Ortho. So check your hemlocks for woolly adelgid. Okay? Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Mary from Massachusetts with a question about cleaning statues.
Hey, Mary, good morning. How can we help you out today, and happy Easter to you and your family?
Oh.
Good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
How can we help you this morning, Mary? Yes, can we help you, Mary?
Okay. Paul, can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, Paul, a long while ago, you had a solution of milk, something like that, that you could pour over a white statue to get all that moss and mildew off.
Okay. If you want to clean it, if you want to get the green off of the statue, your best solution is vinegar and water. And just take a soft brush like you would wash your pots and pans with and rub the vinegar and water, about a 20% vinegar to water ratio. Let it sit on the statue and then reapply, and then rinse, and that should take it off. The sour milk or yogurt that you would apply to a statue will make it look like it's been there for a long time. It will stimulate the growth of algae and lichens on your statuary to make them look older. So if you buy a piece of concrete decorations, and let's say you buy a basket of concrete fruit, as apples and pears and so forth, and you put it in your garden, and it really stands out. It looks like cement. And you want to make it look more natural. Then you take regular white yogurt. Take a paintbrush and paint your whole concrete basket with the yogurt. About a week or so later, do it again. And it will sour the concrete, and the lichens and the green mosses will begin to develop on it. It will give it character, it will give it age, and it will really make it pretty. But in your case, if you have a white statue, just vinegar and water works very, very well. Give it a try. Thank you. We appreciate the phone call. And again, Mary, a happy Easter to you. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Donna from Maine with a couple of suggestions.
Donna, good morning and happy Easter to you.
Same to you, too. Earlier this morning, you were telling people about what a nice day it was to rest and relax and have a good time with your family. And I have had for years a very good time with my family because when they come first of all, of course, the children when they were smaller, and now the grandkids. When they come, I have already tilled up a smaller portion of my garden, and we plant. And typically plant peas today because it's a very good day, even in northeastern Maine, to put in the little seeds and cover them. And this way the kids learn and have a lot of fun seeing them coming up along as the season progresses. And it's a good thing, and it's a wonderful thing to do today to start spring. Thank you.
That's a great idea. I really like that idea. And as you said, that when the grandkids come over to visit, they'll run to the garden to see how their plants have done at your home. And I remember doing very similar things with my kids in the garden, getting them involved. And it's funny because my middle son, Jason, is a florist in Portland right now. He's been written up in half a dozen magazines. And in fact, he helped me write the newsletter this past week. So if you get a chance, go to my website, paulparent.com. And then click on the newsletter. Now, if you want to receive it, just put in your email address, and you will receive a free copy of the newsletter every single Thursday. This past week, Jason gave me ideas for the best cut flowers to put in a vase for the Easter holiday. So go to paulparent.com, click on newsletter, and then read about the potted bulbs and the cut flowers and how to care for them. And if you'd like to receive it, just sign up. It's free.
Is your lawn a yearly disappointment no matter what you do? Maybe all you need is a little magic. Jonathan Green Magic House Soluble Calcium Fertilizer. What your lawn needs is nourishment so it can fight off the conditions that create bare spots and allow weeds to thrive. Jonathan Green MagiCal releases trapped nutrients and balances your soil's pH levels. What does that mean exactly? In unbalanced acidic soils, weeds persist, but in neutral, balanced soils, lawn grasses flourish. MagiCal also contains humates, which stimulate beneficial microbes in the soil to nourish your grass, creating a healthy and productive growing environment. And just one bag of MagiCal is the equivalent of up to 10 bags of regular lime at half the cost of lime. If you've tried everything else and failed, address the root of the problem with Jonathan Green MagiCal. The new American lawn by Jonathan Green. Eco-friendly, carefree, for the best lawn in town. Available at your local hardware store or garden center.
Hello, this is Scott for Scott's Lawn Pro 4-Step Program. You know, my wise old Uncle Angus always said that without great struggle and mental anguish, there can be no great reward. Well, clearly he never knew about this 4-step program from Scotts, as in 4 simple steps to your best lawn ever. Scotts has taken all the confusion and guesswork out of lawn care. Each package is clearly marked with what to apply, when to do so, even in what order. It's a no-brainer, lads. And each step is formulated to provide your grass with the right type of food or weed control at just the right time. So your efforts are rewarded with a lawn that not only looks fantastic, that can also better defend itself from future problems. Get started with Scott's 4-step program this weekend. And remember, it's only available at your nearest independent hardware store or garden center. To learn more, go to scotts.com. Feed your lawn. Feed it.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. spelled TERAGANIX.com, Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
We all know the importance of having storable foods, but what about when the food runs out? What then? For real food independence, you need a supply of non-hybrid seeds. Introducing the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Survival Seed Vault is sealed for freshness and includes 20 varieties of easy-to-grow non-hybrid seeds for only $37.95. For less than $40, you've got real food independence. And the Survival Seed Vault includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions. Imagine the barter power you'll have when the food supply does collapse. Right now, save $9 instantly when you buy three or more Survival Seed Vaults from MyPatriotSupply.com. Same-day shipping on all orders, plus free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness products at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you are a sales professional and you love to help people and make money, stop everything and listen to me now. InspectorAudit.com is hiring brokers nationwide. InspectorAudit.com is the primary source for exposing all loan-related bank and servicing fraud. If you're passionate, driven to succeed, and you want to earn real money, then we want you. Call InspectorAudit.com right now at 855-552-9932. InspectorAudit.com, 855-552-9932. Commissions paid daily.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Gun Club. 855-660-4261, and happy Easter to all of you. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Fred from Maine with a question about blackberries.
Hey, Fred, good morning, and happy Easter to you and your family.
Good morning, Paul.
Morning. You
know, we've decided to put in blackberries this summer. And I've done some research, and quite frankly, it's very confusing. Out there, we have thorns, thornless. Some require support. Some require no support. Then we have a blackberry that's recently been developed, I understand, called the primacane, which you take and only cut all the canes off in the fall, and they all rejuvenate and bear fruit in the spring of the coming year. So what I'd like to do is hang up and listen to your response and suggestions on what we do regarding blackberries. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. On blackberries and raspberries, on all of them, you have to remove the canes or the branches that produce fruit at the end of the year. So what you do is this. You go in the garden, and as you remove the last berry from a cane or a branch, take your pruner and cut that cane right to the ground. Because the following year, that cane will just make foliage. It will not reproduce flowers the following year. So it's really important that with both raspberries and blackberries, that you get the old stems out. And what I do is I look for the old fruit clusters, what remains of them, and get those out. And if you can remove those early enough, it will encourage new shoots to develop during the growing season that will bear the following year. They like to be fed on a regular basis. I found that raspberries do much better if you can put down a 2 to a 3 inch layer of either compost, straw, pine needles, bark mulch, but some kind of organic matter 2 to 3 inches thick where they are growing. It helps to prevent weeding. It will help to retain the moisture in the soil during the heat of summer. And if you're using something like compost, every time you water, you're getting some nutritional value. But it really is important that you do that. Now, as far as thornless or with thorns, the new or the old varieties, is you've got to do your research and see what varieties are recommended by your local greenhouse garden center, by your county extension service. That will make a big difference. Because some varieties may not be recommended if you live in Maine. They may do better further south where you get more heat and a longer growing season. So do your research first and look for a zone map. And if you're in that right zone, then that's the plant that you want for you. Okay? But pruning is very important. And keep saying to yourself, if I don't remove the old canes, next year I'm going to have a lot of foliage and less berries on my plant. If I remove the old foliage that already produced fruit, it will stimulate new growth to come out of the ground, and that will be more productive the following year. In some cases, you may even get a fall crop. So, do your research, check for zones, plant them correctly with a lot of compost, animal manure, and you'll be in great shape. And if you can find some that you don't have to stake, that's that much less work for you to do also. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Give us a call.